This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great nation where it's a terrific thing that occasionally even people who are greatly respected, enormously influential, and extraordinarily insightful about the issues of our time can admit from time to time that they're wrong. They're doing a clever thing over at the New York Times. They've asked their leading columnists to focus on one mistake that they've made that they regret. And Bret Stephens, who is one of my favorite columnists in the country, and who I find consistently spot on with a lot of his prescriptions and observations about our times, now has a piece coming out in the Times, "I Was Wrong About Trump Voters." And he begins by simply fessing up. He writes, "The worst line I ever wrote as a pundit, yes, I know it's a crowded field, was the first line I ever wrote about the man who would become the 45th president. Quote, if by now you don't find Donald Trump appalling, you're appalling." Okay, Bret, what was so wrong about that line?
Well, I conflated Trump with a guy with a certain set of views with millions of supporters who had various reasons for uniting behind him, not all of which were reflected in the man himself. And in doing that, I think blinded myself to the reason that he was able to generate the support he did within the Republican Party and then obviously go on to win a national election. So as I think I said in the piece, I found myself caricaturing them and stereotyping them, and at the same time blinding myself to a lot of what was happening in the United States that in my comfortable, protected life I wasn't really seeing.
I think that people are going to read this piece and give you all kinds of kudos and respect for the acknowledgement of the distance that many people feel between ordinary, hardworking, middle-class and working-class Americans and people who live in the fairly privileged and isolated sometimes world of media and scholarship and academia and so forth. However, I want to go back to the first line you used and you quoted from. It was from August of 2015. So this was very, very early in the process of Trump running for the presidency. And as you probably recall, and I very much recall because I was also very early on and very negative about President Trump, one of the things that I was most negative about was his harping so incessantly on the birther lie, the idea that Barack Obama was not a U.S. citizen, that he was not a legitimate president, that he'd actually been secretly born in Kenya, and which I thought was incredibly destructive and embarrassing for the conservative cause and the conservative movement. And I also don't believe that Trump even believed that lie for a moment, and that he was acting like a snake oil salesman, a con man, and that people... So what do you say if you believe that, and you're sympathetic for people who are taking in by the con, what's the best way to try to prevent people from actually being taken in by deliberate lies and distortions?
Look, I mean, as I said in this article, I take nothing back, or almost nothing back, in terms of what I wrote about Donald Trump himself. I think he was immensely destructive to the conservative movement that I've always felt I was a part of. I thought he was, by and large, a terrible president, even when I agreed on one point of policy or another. And I think the legacy of his behavior in the 2020 election and then beyond that on January 6th makes him probably the worst president of the United States. But the point I'm making is not about Donald Trump, the man. The point I was trying to make is the way in which I caricatured his supporters in suggesting that that they supported not just him in general, but in effect, they supported every aspect of his personality, every part of his program. And I think you and I know many Trump supporters who will tell you quite frankly, I can't stand the guy. I don't like his manner. I think his policies are really destructive. But someone, in effect, had to set off a kind of an explosion of sorts in a failing status quo, and Trump seemed like the guy to do it. And that was the point that I was trying to make. They had reasons for supporting him that were often more sophisticated, more nuanced than the man himself. And I didn't want to kind of reduce – my mistake, I think, was that I reduced them to effectively an identity with the candidate. There are a lot of Republicans who don't agree with everything the Republican Party platform. Same goes for Democrats. A lot of Democrats who feel the party has moved too far to the left or hasn't moved left enough. And the fact that you vote for someone or for a party does not make you identical to everything that party stands for at the moment. And so I just thought I was grossly unfair to millions of Americans who should not have been treated as moral ignoramuses.
You have a terrific passage in the column, which is an extraordinary column, and it's a great piece of work, Brett, and I appreciate your sharing it with us. But you write, "When I looked at Trump, I saw a bigoted blowhard making one ignorant argument after another. What Trump supporters saw was a candidate whose entire being was a proudly raised middle finger at a self-satisfied elite that had produced a failing status quo." That, I think, is a powerful point. At the end of your piece, you ask yourself a question, and it's an important question, which is, in terms of voters today, after everything we know about Trump, would you be more gracious to them? Giving them more than the benefit of the doubt. A final question for myself, you write, would I be wrong to lambaste Trump's current supporters, the ones who want him back in the White House? What do you say?
Well, what I said in the column was that from a certain point of view, no, because what we now know about Trump is what is different from what voters knew in 2016. At the time, they were taking a bet on a character who was supposed to shake up the status quo. Now they'd be voting for a guy who tried to destroy American democracy, and I think that's very different. But what I do say in the column is that I would, as a columnist, I think I would try to approach the question very differently than the way I did it. First of all, you don't win over many people by insulting them. And I think we need to have a different kind of conversation. For a lot of Trump supporters, they will say, yeah, I get it. He's bad, but every election is essentially a binary decision. It's a choice between evils. So bad as Trump is, I would vote for him because I can't stand the woke left or socialism or the abolish the police movement, all the rest of it. And what I would try to say is, without insulting their intelligence or insulting their sense of morality, that what happened on January 6th was very serious, was very real. And if we're going to have a country in which power passes peacefully from one party to another, we have to choose a different way. So,
okay, if we can continue talking about that different way, particularly for the Republican Party coming up, it would be my privilege to do so with Brett Stevens, his dynamic and important column, "I Was Wrong About Trump Voters." We'll be right back.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Consistency and courage, those are two alliterative words that I believe can easily be applied to my very distinguished guest. Brett Stevens is a columnist for the New York Times. For those of you who don't know, he also engages with a much more liberal columnist, Gail Collins. They have a conversation every week in the Times, which is very amusing because they kind of take shots at each other, and it's great. But he has done a most recent column taking a shot at himself. The title is I Was Wrong About Trump Voters. And I think he speaks for a lot of people who basically assume that Trump voters were all like that QAnon shaman that showed up on January 6th. That was not representative of the 74 million people who voted for President Trump for president and his reelection. In terms of reelections coming up now, having learned what you the lessons that you elucidate in the column, Brett, what should the Republican Party do to keep in mind that there are a majority of Americans are desperately looking for an alternative to both Biden and Trump? Where should the Republican Party look?
Well, I hope it doesn't look to Trump again for all the reasons we hinted at earlier in the segment. I think he's unfit to be president. I think he proved that abundantly on his, with his behavior on January 6th and lying about the results of the election. But I think the Republican Party clearly needed a kind of a shake-up from what it had become in the first 15 years of this century. So it needs a figure who kind of combines some of the, in my view, good sense of the Reagan Republicanism, which was, for instance, friendly to immigrants, internationalist, strong when it came to foreign policy. But also isn't willing to be kind of sucked into the consensus view of the world when it comes to when it came to things like, for instance, the lockdowns with COVID. A voice that is going to speak up against some of the excesses in ideological excesses in our schools. Someone who's going to stand for public safety in a very clear way. And I don't know who that is, but you need something of the charisma of the farther right with the sanity of the center right.
What about two names that have come up in conversation on this show before are, of course, the obvious name, Ron DeSantis, who's going to win a big triumphant reelection for governor of Florida, and another governor, Glenn Youngkin, who has gotten off to a very good start in Virginia and has the great advantage of actually being someone who seems fresh, younger, new. Do we need a breath of fresh air? Maybe somebody who isn't sort of worn out as welcome already with the electorate?
Well, DeSantis, I think, has figured out the kind of the golden triangle of the modern Republican Party, which is he's just Trumpy enough in that he knows how to own the libs, as they say, takes on the media in a very, the mainstream media, and often in a very aggressive but effective way. He plays to the evangelical base of the Republican Party. He did that with his attack on Disney. And Florida's booming. He's made the state open for business. So that makes him a very effective candidate. Problem with DeSantis, just, and this is a kind of an impression from a distance, and I've never met the man personally. He seems mean. He seems like just an angry dude. And maybe that's wrong, but that's going to be an edge that he's going to have to soften to win a general election. Youngkin, so far, so good. The strike against him is that he's a guy who was in private equity right up until a few years ago, and that seems a little bit out of step with the country, but he also could be quite effective. I think Nikki Haley could also be very effective, as could Senator Tim Scott.
Yeah, so those are four names to reckon with. On the Democratic side, we all wish President Biden a speedy recovery and good health, but you don't wish him a second term. I certainly don't. Is there a Democrat who is a logical and creditable and a benign replacement for President Biden?
Well, it isn't Vice President Harris, who I think even among most liberal Democrats I know doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. I don't think Governor Newsom is the guy to do it for the Democrats. Way too deep blue state. California is not exactly a thriving state. People are fleeing it. Maybe Jared Polis. I don't know if it's Polis or Polis in Colorado. I think you need a purple state Democrat. The governor, Roy Cooper of North Carolina, is a Democrat who's shown that he can win over red state voters, and that's going to be something the Democrats are going to need. If they go for someone very blue like Elizabeth Warren, they're going to lose very badly.
Yeah, Jared Polis is also married, gay, and which of course brings up Pete Buttigieg, who has ran for president before, did well. It would be a problem if the Biden administration continues to look like the train wreck that it is. It probably would be a problem having a cabinet post with that crew, no?
Yeah, I think among the members of the cabinet, the person who's impressed me most is Gina Raimondo, the former Rhode Island governor with real executive experience and pro-schools, but I don't think she could win the Democratic nomination. Mayor Pete, kind of, I got the sense he sort of lost his sell-by date. He hasn't made that much of a mark as transportation secretary, obviously extremely well-spoken. But presidential, I'm not entirely sure. This country is going to be in a world of crisis, I think, in 2 years. My sense is we have an economy moving into recession. I don't see inflation peaking anytime soon. And the international situation is bleak and getting worse. I think people are going to want someone with deep executive experience and some age and wisdom. And he's still 10 or 15 years away from that.
At least. Brett Stevens, his column, we've posted on our website a link to it. I was wrong about Trump voters. And by the way, great to see that your colleague in the conversation, Gail Collins, she said she was wrong about Mitt Romney. She picked on Mitt endlessly over his dog, which was nasty. We will be right back. Brett Stevens, have a wonderful weekend and a great rest of the summer. We will be back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was found guilty of contempt of Congress, handing a victory to the Justice Department and the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Bannon faces up to 2 years in prison on the misdemeanor charges and plans to appeal. Regarding the conviction, former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News a conviction on this is highly unusual.
But I don't think there was a conviction on this since the Watergate era in 74, and I don't think they've indicted it for some 40 years. So, you know, Bannon's going to have a claim that this was selective prosecution.
Homeless shelters in New York City are struggling to house illegal immigrants being bused from Texas. Mayor Eric Adams asking the feds for money to help New York cope. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there are warring legal experts who analyze what the prospects are for President Trump and for charges against President Trump, potential charges relating to January 6th and a whole range of other issues where there has been attention focused on the president, the former president. There's a piece in Newsweek, and it's a big, huge, well-documented piece. It's Will Trump Do Time? What It Would Take to Convict the Former President, and that features a picture of, of President Trump in a locked prison cell in an orange suit, which probably for a lot of Trump haters would produce all kinds of smiles. But there's also Professor John Yoo, who's written in the Boston Globe, who's going to be joining us later in the show, saying straight out, the January 6th committee has not made the case against Donald Trump. We'll be getting to that coming up. First of all, I want to try to get back to a little bit about what was unfolded last night at the hearings. And again, I think that for me the biggest realization or revelation at those hearings was that the plan of getting people to march up to the Capitol and even getting Trump to march up to the Capitol was mad. It was crazy, it was far-fetched, but it was not entirely impossible. And given the idea that if there had been an occupation of the Capitol building and there had been a president of the United States who was unwilling to deploy military power, and using the idea of posse comitatus, we're not supposed to use military power against civilians here in this country. And if that occupation lasted and people stayed in the Capitol building and prevented Mike Pence and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell from reassembling the joint session of Congress to vote on the challenges that were being brought forward against the electoral votes in Pennsylvania and Arizona. If that had happened and that delay had happened, is it even conceivable that there would have been some kind of dramatic measure like sending this to the House of Representatives and having the House of Representatives determine choosing the next president? It's all very far-fetched, but it seems to me more clear that what President Trump had in mind, and one of the reasons he had in mind to actually go to the Capitol building at the together with the thousands of people he had commanded, was basically just to throw some doubt into what are supposed to be orderly and pro forma kinds of processes. This is Representative Elaine Luria from Virginia Beach, Virginia. She was one of the two questioners last night, and I think she presented herself very well. She is, as I mentioned, a Navy veteran. She's commander in the U.S. Navy, served for 20 years, and she's also a very likely loser in the upcoming race for re-election because she's been redistricted into a district that is much more friendly to Republicans than to a moderate Democrat like Elaine Luria. But this is what she said about revelations based upon abundant testimony, and this from literally dozens of people who have sworn under oath, about what the president was doing while a lot of his most enthusiastic followers were storming the Capitol building. Clip 7.
From 1:25 until 4 o'clock, the president stayed in his dining room. Just to give you a sense of where the dining room is situated in the West Wing, let's take a look at this floor plan. The dining room is connected to the Oval Office by a short hallway. Witnesses told us that on January 6th, President Trump sat in his usual spot, at the head of the table, facing a television hanging on the wall. We know from the employee that the TV was tuned to Fox News all afternoon. Here you can see Fox News on the TV showing coverage of the joint session that was airing that day at 1:25. Other witnesses confirmed that President Trump was in the dining room with the TV on for more than 2.5 hours. There was no official record of what President Trump did while in the dining room.
Okay, what they're talking about is usually they have a calendar, a daily calendar, where it says the president has an appointment to get his hair cut. I'm thinking about that because my wife cut my hair last night. Okay, the president has an appointment to get a haircut. He's meeting with the ambassador of Ireland. He is conferring with his staff. He is on the golf course. Whatever it is, you know what the president is doing. This is literally, in 4 years, the biggest gap in terms of nothing. They say nothing. They say the president made his speech. He returned to the White House. And then nothing again until after, well after 4 o'clock, when he began trying to tape his message asking the demonstrators to go home. It was 187 minutes. And so what exactly was going on here? And it wasn't until the next day that he had a final statement about the riots and the conflict and the difficulty, where he actually called it a heinous attack. And here is President Trump in the outtakes from the White House again. We began giving a flavor of them, of the president trying to get right the message he wanted to send to America the day after January 6th. This is clip 4.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday, and to those who broke the law, you will pay. You do not represent our movement, you do not represent, you represent our country, and if you broke the law, you can't say that. I already said you will pay. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied the seat of destiny. It's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well. Okay, I'll do this. I'm going to do this. Let's go. But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over. Okay?
Okay. He still hasn't said that the election is over. But it manifestly is. There's more. The day before, there's another outtake that was played last night. And this is from January 6th. This was something the president said as the Capitol was actually under siege, as people were fighting in hand-to-hand, as people said, medieval-style combat. And 150 cops were getting injured. This is what President Trump, the message he sent out to his followers and to the whole world. This during that time period where nothing was officially accounted for. And by the way, the phone the phone records show that he was not on any official White House phone. Apparently, what happened is he borrowed phones from folks and was calling senators to try to urge them because they were still waiting for the certification of the elections to fight that certification when the joint session of Congress resumed. We will get to that and get to the key questions that were put forward by the people who led this committee. And what about the objections to the committee that it is so totally one-sided and with no chance at all for people on the Trump side of things to respond? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved show, President Trump on January 6th itself, in the middle of the day when he finally was paying attention after 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was after more than three hours of sitting and not leaving, and apparently not removing his overcoat, which he had worn to give the speech at the Ellipse, the speech that has been gone over so many times. He came back to sit in the dining room and to watch live broadcasts on TV of the disruption and the battle and the destruction of property that was going on in the riots in the Capitol, on Capitol Hill, which is, what is it, it's a little bit more than a mile away. The Trump outtake, this was as he was finally paying attention to people, including people on Fox News, like Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity, who were writing to Trump. His son, Don Jr., wrote to Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, to try to get him to get his father to do something, to ask them to go home. And so finally, he was ready to prepare a video like that, but it took several takes before he got it right. And this is what those outtakes sounded like. This is clip 5.
I know you're pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election, but we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel.
Okay, this was not acceptable. And there was one of the people who was questioned last night, one of the witnesses who was part of the White House staff. His name is Judd Deer. He was asked about if these comments that were tape recorded, if they had been released, would they have helped to calm things? And he said no, it would have been extremely unhelpful. This is like the first text message that President Trump sent out, and what actually was the equivalent of it was a tweet because he was still on Twitter. And he sent out a tweet about Vice President Pence, and Vice President Pence lacked the courage to do the right thing. And this is at a time when people were already chanting, "Hang Mike Pence," and had set up a gallows near the Capitol building for that purpose. Now, I'm not sure those gallows actually would have worked. I'm not sure they would have done a hanging, but given the willingness of people in the crowd to use brutal violence against the Capitol officers, they were certainly prepared to do that to members of Congress with whom they disagreed. In any event, Judd Deere asked about what you just heard from the president, his original take on a message to people asking them to go home. He was asked if he thought that would have been helpful and would have helped brought peace, and he said extremely unhelpful. And then later he said this was not the message we needed at that time. And nor is it the message we need at any time, because it's provocative and untrue. There was also radio traffic that was astonishing involving the Pence Secret Service detail. And some of the members of the Secret Service detail assigned to Mike Pence were so sure that they were going to die that they called family members to say goodbye. Listen, this is clip 8.
Remember, we need to move now.
Copy. Oh, oh, I the building. Hold.
Hold. Remember, we need to move now.
Copy.
If we lose any more time, we may lose the ability to leave. So if we're going to leave, we need to do it now.
They've gained access to the second floor, and I've got Publix about 5 feet from me down here below.
Okay, copy. They are on the second floor, moving in now. We may want to consider getting out and leaving now. Copy.
Will we encounter the people once we make our way?
Repeat.
Counter any individuals if we made our way to the...
There's six officers between us and the people that are 5 to 10 feet away from me.
Stand by, I'm going down to evaluate.
Go ahead.
We have a clear shot if we move quickly.
Clear, we're coming out now, all right? Make a way.
And they just barely, that before they had said they came within 40 feet of the angry mob. And actually, apparently, last night's testimony indicated they may have been even closer. And in summing up everything that was presented last night, Liz Cheney, who had the opportunity to speak last, she was presiding over the meeting because Benny Thompson, the chairman, she's the vice chairman, was under the weather with COVID. She concluded this 2.5 hour session this way, clip 9.
In our hearing tonight, you saw an American president faced with a stark and unmistakable choice between right and wrong. There was no ambiguity, no nuance. Donald Trump made a purposeful choice to violate his oath of office, to ignore the ongoing violence against law enforcement, to threaten our constitutional order. There is no way to excuse that behavior. It was indefensible. And every American must consider this. Can a president who is willing to make the choices Donald Trump made during the violence of January 6th ever be trusted with any position of authority in our great nation?
And that's really the question. And that really is, it seems to me, the appropriate focus on, as we continue this discussion. They can't impeach Trump again. They've already tried it twice. It was a bad move the first time. It was a bad move the second time. And that despite the fact that, John Yoo, a conservative law professor at University of California, says that Trump's offenses during January 6th were definitely impeachable. But he also says he's not going to be indicted, convicted, tried, go to jail. People who want that are looking at the wrong thing. And this is basically goes back to what is always a good advice, which is keep your eyes on the prize. Figure out what is the most important thing here. And the most important thing here, it seems to me, is to convince Americans, to convince Republicans that in terms of bringing this country together, to protecting our economy, to trying to cope with inflation, which is paralyzing to people, to try to reduce the violence on the streets, to make progress against crime, to preside over the international arena, and to help Ukraine win the victory that they are anticipated to win, to perhaps make progress as President Trump did when he was president toward the Middle East and the Middle Eastern situation. And for all of the manifest challenges that a new president is going to find, is Trump, based upon his behavior on January 6th and since that time, is he the right guy? Is he someone that the country needs right now, whose personality will allow him to help? One of the things that struck me is I wrote a piece, which is in our newsletter. You can go grab the newsletter as a subscriber, about Trump's war against Mitch McConnell, which is so bizarre given the fact that Mitch McConnell protected him successfully from two impeachments, and also sided with Trump, helped prevent the establishment of a bipartisan national commission. And so Mitch McConnell, he says, is this the same Mitch McConnell who was losing big in Kentucky and came to the White House to beg me for an endorsement and help? Without me, he would have lost in a landslide. Calls him a disloyal sleazebag. Not fair. And this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.